This is the Power Podcast. My name is Sarah of Underground Crowds. We hit Bible topics,
smash book studies,
punch out some songs here and there,
and light up
His Word to strengthen our souls. Thanks for listening.
Okay, guys, we're starting off a new podcast series. We're going to keep visiting these people that went through serious struggles in Scripture. This is a weird phenomenon, but for some of us who are still in lockdown, the idea that there's no light at the end of the tunnel is devastating. And we're not hearing our governments talk about how this will end. We're hearing them, well, there's a new one, there's a new meeting, there's just a pushback further and further and further. It's in these times, it's in when we've been in a place for too long that we really discover what the character of God is like. How He desires the full glory for what takes place in our life. So I'm going to pray, and I'm hoping that we learn quite a bit from Naomi in the book of Ruth. Lord, I pray that You would speak to us today. Draw us near to You. Some of us are very tired of the same old thing. Some of us, like myself, the only thing I'm looking forward to is going back to the States, and it's going to be very hard to return. God, I pray that You would work. I feel that people are taking a stand, that people are reviving, even in a spiritual sense. They're turning back to You, and I pray that that is the case. I pray that no matter what the agenda has been thus far, I think it's pretty inescapable, the fact that there is an alternative agenda. I pray that despite all that, that You would grow Your church, that You would strengthen Your church, that just the pure confidence in You would yield exponential fruit, that though we've been in a dark place for a long time and we've been discouraged and there has been no light at the end of the tunnel for a very long time, that we would continue to hold fast. In Jesus' name, amen. So, let's start with the book of Ruth. Ruth 1. We're going to continue to highlight these characters that dealt with depression or an adversity. Adversity. And handled it in different ways. I think we get the idea that, you know, any person that was put on a flannel board in our Sunday school class pretty much had the same ideas about God and came at them with this, you know, holiness aspect that we just simply don't have. And somehow there was this in, they turned the key and unlocked the door that we've never had wielded the rights to. And that is so not the case. I mean, people are written down in the pages of Scripture. Some of them are not so great. Some of them are kind of, you know, okay. They've made some wrong decisions, but they, you know, there's some redeemable aspects about it. But if God is going to write something about your life in the pages of His Word, there is a God aspect of it that's undeniable. We can't say that we're, you know, because of our situation or because of our lack of influence, or because of this COVID thing, or because of that, because of this, because of that, that I'm somehow outside of God's jurisdiction. That the movement of God is somehow on the other side, always on the other side of the fence of where I am. We're going to find that Naomi was not only on the other side of the fence, she was in a country she wasn't supposed to be in. Now, it came about in the days when judges governed that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the land of Moab with his wife and his two sons. So that's understandable. We're going to go look for food. The key operative word here is sojourn. That's a movement. But take a look at what happens. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. It's not Epaphrites. It's Ephraim. Ephrathites. Oh, we're gonna be here all day. Me learning how to read. Of Bethlehem and Judah. Now they entered the land of Moab, and we got another operative word, remained there. So this was a no-no. This was a big no-no. We weren't to be... The Israelites were not to be associating themselves with Moabites. And we're going to find out later that his sons married Moabites. So what started off as a travel through, get some food through the drive-through and get out, ended up being a long-term thing. Long-term. And I don't know if you've ever been there. I know that I have. Just felt like I was in the wrong place for a really long time. And doing all kinds of gymnastics, actually, you know, in my mind about why was I, you know, still in this place? Why was I still struggling? Why is this still a thing? Why is it I'm not nice enough? If I'm not doing something, please tell me. Go to church more. What is the answer here? And because I'm sort of task oriented, I mean, what? Stop with the games. So when we look at Naomi's circumstances, it wasn't necessarily her choice that she ended up in Moab. But the results all fall on her. Verse 4, they took for themselves Moabite women as wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they lived there about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died. And the woman was bereft of her two children and her husband. So it wasn't her choice to be there. But she got the results. I mean, and scripture isn't saying that she was... That these men were judged. That's not what comes across. But still, there's a sense that of helplessness. There's a sense that maybe if I had done this, things would be different. Maybe if I had... We can't help but think along those lines when we're stuck in situations like that. Maybe, you know, if I would just pray more, she wouldn't have died, or my mom or my dad wouldn't have died. Maybe if I'd gone to church more, maybe that would I would still be together with that person. Maybe if I had those friends, maybe I would have gotten into that college. Maybe if there wasn't this COVID thing, maybe I would be doing that right now. If there wasn't this COVID thing, maybe I'd be over here right now. That's a big thing. Our family vacations a lot. We love it. I mean, driving to Italy is like driving to grandma's house. No big deal. And we go camping. Or we stay in like really cheap bed and breakfast. It's a thing. It would make my friends back home really jealous, but I'm telling you, it's like we drive there. That's what it is when you live in Europe. If this COVID thing wasn't happening, then that would most definitely be the case. If I could just get my act together, then I would already be out of this situation. Whatever it is. Whatever it is, we add that puzzle piece to this overall picture that God is making. And we see in the book of Ruth that he made a beautiful picture. But Naomi is not there. But what does she do in verse 6? The puzzle pieces are not matching up when the scene is a mess. When you have been bereft of maybe not your husband and your sons, but something else that's rather significant because of this whole COVID garbage. Whatever it is, you can't put your finger on it. And we love to put our finger on it. It had been this, it had been that. Just tell me. We love to put our finger on it because we put our finger on it, we put it in the puzzle. And we, you know, even if it's ugly, it still belongs in the puzzle. But sometimes God doesn't let us put our finger on it. Why? Because in that space between our finger and what he's doing, he wants us to yield faith. I don't know, but you do. What does she do? Then she rose. That's an act of faith. Then she rose. Arose. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the land of Moab. For she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord had visited his people and giving them food. So she departed from the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go return, each of you, to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt kindly with the dead and with me. May the Lord grant that you may find rest, each in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, "No, but we will surely return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return, daughters. Why should you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Return, my daughters, go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I said I have hope, if I should even have a husband tonight and also bear sons, would you therefore wait until they're grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it is harder for me than for you, for the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me." It's important to remember that when we can't put our finger on that thing that isn't fitting in to our frame, to our idea of how things should go, and we can't decide what it is that we're missing, I don't think I'm the only one. We can't decide what it is we should do to clear things up so that we can see on the other side of this. It's important to remember when we feel that God is against us. That's a very real idea that she had. It doesn't explicitly say that the Lord was angry with them and took them. But it doesn't change the fact that Naomi felt God was against her. For too long, she had been away. For too long, it had been dark. For too long, the questions went unanswered. For too long, she had been estranged. For too long. Maybe you've struggled with addiction. For too long, things have been the same. For too long, things have been tumultuous and chaotic. For too long. For too long. It's very understandable to believe that God is against you somehow. But it's not the truth. So what happens? She tries to tell her daughters to go back to your people. I sense real pain in Naomi. And she's trying to do the right thing, but she's also pushing out people. It's too much. And you just need to go. You need to go. You're a painful reminder. I got nothing for you. I mean, she's down in the dumps. She thinks these women are just, you know, hanging around. Because her view of herself is very low. You don't want to be with me. I don't have any more sons for you. Her concept is that they're only there because provision. So she's telling them, go. God is against. She's trying to do all things to convince them they need to go back to their house. I don't even believe Naomi is fully convinced that God's promised land is a land of blessing. All she knows from a rudimentary level is that God had provided food for his people in the land of back in the promised land. But she's not putting two and two together. See, that's the thing with depression. You don't put these things together. You don't say, well, yeah, come with me to the land of promise. No, she's still thinking God's against me. Therefore, you should be against me. Oh, how long have I sat in that? I'm convinced God's against me. You need to go. You don't want to associate with me. I've got nothing for you. How? I mean, we could just sit that one for a while. Right? The first thing you need to be convinced of, and we'll end with this. The first thing you need to be convinced of, if it's been a long time, is that God is not against you. He is for you. Just within the last couple of days, last week, I had not realized that, and you're going to be like, well, what? There was a childhood concept that I had lost. a simple faith in the fact that God loved me. It was like I had crossed that off and put the words in a category underneath doctrine. God loves me. Do you understand the shift? There was a faith that filled my heart and gave me peace and assurance as a child. And it was a fact I could run through the woods with, that God loved me. I had exchanged that, crossed it out, and made it a theology point. And it's just within, it's just within the last couple of weeks that I've realized I did that. And this is where Naomi is. Marred bereft broken, pushing people out. God is against her. Naomi's going to find out. He is not. Peace out. Again, thanks for listening. Catch the next part of this series, usually Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. You can also find Underground Crowds on Twitter, Patreon, Bandcamp, or undergroundcrowds.com.